South Korea's army says the North's recent statements regarding striking areas near the U.S. territory of Guam is a serious challenge against Seoul and its allies.
North Korea's ludicrous statements regarding striking the U.S. territory of Guam, preemptive retaliatory operation, and turning Seoul into a sea of fire are a serious challenge against our military and the U.S.-South Korea alliance. Our military gives a stern warning to this. If North Korea conducts provocation in defiance of our military's grave warning, it will confront the strong and firm response of our military and the U.S.-South Korea alliance.
Roh added that Seoul is prepared to act immediately against any North Korean provocations. He added that they believe Pyongyang has reached a considerable level of miniaturizing a nuclear warhead. However, Roh added that it's hard to predict when North Korea will be able to load nuclear warheads onto ballistic missiles. The military statement comes after North Korea said it's finalizing a plan to fire four intermediate-range missiles near the U.S. territory of Guam. Meanwhile, Russia's envoy to the U.N. says military action is not an option to resolve the crisis.
We were saying and continue to say that military solution is not an option in any way, and that the resolution that we adopted is not an end in itself, that we have A, to work out a strategy, and B, to involve parties into the political dialogue. And
Nebenzia added that for over a month, Russia and China have been proposing political dialogue to de-escalate tensions between Washington and Pyongyang. Japan also said it can never tolerate North Korea provocations, and Tokyo will continue to cooperate with the U.S. to strengthen their defense systems against the North's growing missile threat.